Blog Talk Radio.
All right, hey ladies, how is everybody doing? Hey. I wanted to, of course, have a little small chat and chill today about this particular topic that I'm going to do an 8-week intensive on starting December. So it's not next week, it's the week after. We'll be kicking off December 7th. But I've been asked to talk about it a lot through, you know, just through my time as a teacher. And, of course, the topic is love, because when people typically come into a different form of spirituality or goddess worship or what we call the craft, i.e. witchcraft, the main thing that you see pushed a lot of times is a, quote-unquote, love and light theology or some form of concept or perspective. And it is connected to, of course, loving yourself. But it's really not about loving yourself as much as it is about loving another partner or loving someone else. That's the truth. They talk about all that love yourself. They're only talking about that because it pertains to a relationship, something that didn't work or something that they want to work in. You know, of course, the female is always the victim in patriarchy, and no matter what we, quote-unquote, claim or say that we believe, it is just subconscious that we as women are always looking bad at ourselves, always doubting ourselves, always judging ourselves first. It truly is a subtle form of, what is the word, Stockholm Syndrome? But, I mean, it is what it is, and I'm getting ready to talk about that Stockholm Syndrome in a minute. But, again, when we come to it, we tend to see that it's about love. And when people come to me, they question, and they have always questioned me, about why I don't teach on it or what my perspective is or why I'm not really big on, quote-unquote, relationships. That's what they assume. or why I don't teach on love spells and love potions. Because, again, when you come to the craft, you see a lot of the spells that women want done are spells to make a man do right or to make him fall in love with you and stuff like that. They asked me why I'm different, and I am different. Not only am I a shadow teacher, meaning I care more about the darker side of nature first, I'd rather us deal with that first than any of the fluffy-tuffy stuff that's out here. But not only that, I know how dangerous it is to focus on affairs of the heart when your shadow side, root chakra, when survival, when that sacral connection to the root is not protected and is not healed. I know the dangers of it because I did it myself, and I counsel many women that have these heart-based problems all because they don't understand the root chakra. So or the sacral. They don't understand that nature. So I found it more, you know, just advantageous for me to really go to the root of the problem. I am a root fixer. If you want the surface fix, I'm not the teacher. And I don't even let my mentees get away with the surface. They'll tell you, honey. No, I check it. I don't let them get away with surface perspective, ideology, thinking concepts, consciousness. I don't let them get away with it. I want y'all to go deeper into why stuff exists, why things are the way that they are. Not so much so that you can understand it just for the sake of knowledge, but that you can understand it so that you can create something different. You can bend your reality to what you want and bend the will of others to you versus your will being bent to them. So it is my life goal and passion to get women so secure in that root, in that earth element, honey, and to control that water so that they can sit in that sacral power, that yoni, yogini power that is our birthright, and then, of course, decide on what love is for them. Not the other way around. Not having your heart all open, being all trusting, believing in Disney and fairy tales and all this other foolishness out here, believing in the surface and things that look good and not understanding what love is, how love is connected to the root, how it's connected to the sacral, how the heart is connected to what goes on between your legs, honey. So it and I'm just not talking about physical things. It's a lot. So I would never co-sign on a heart-based teaching. I'm never going to do it. This is why, no matter how much I respect the sorcery of Jesus Christ, because that's what his ass was, and I respect the wisdom of the female prophetesses and Sibyl that taught and cultivated him and the rest of that sect, it is a heart-based theology. And what people want to do is bring that heart-based thinking, that heart-based awareness, that heart-based theology into the darkness, into the shadow side, into the side of you that is not healed, into the side of other people that are not healed. And you want to love them to healing. You want to look and see what is the best for them. And you want to, you know, be that ride or die. You want to stay next to them no matter what. You want to love them through the pain. You want to change them. Honey, that's all heart-based leading, and it is all faulty. And that is why you end up in the sacrifice seat. That is why you end up with children you can't take care of, with baby mama statuses that you don't like. That's why you end up in various divorces, not married or in a marriage that you cannot control in any type of way. This is why you have a lot of problems with your own self-identity and your self-concept of what love really is. This is why we eat ourselves crazy into depression. This is why we shop ourselves into debt. I mean, all of it, honey, because we led a heart-based life. We led a love-first-based life. We led a unconditional, honey, that I am not an unconditional lover at all, honey. That right there is such a pure gift. Honey, you better prove yourself to me times three lifetimes before you get that from me. And I'm an Aquarian. I'm a humanitarian of the zodiac, and I have a very healthy understanding of what unconditional love is. No, you don't get that off the rip. But that's what we've given. That's what we've given. And women are so conditioned to give, especially black women. Oh, my gosh, honey, you ask for something. You a gold digger and every damn thing else, honey. We are so conditioned to give without conditions, to love without condition, and we end up paying for it. We end up paying a very heavy price, and we end up having children that we're not prepared to have and, you know, passing down that dysfunctional beingness, that awareness, that mentality, and i.e. curse, to our children, especially our girls, and then we wonder why they are making mistakes in their own love life, their own love relationship evaluations, because that's what I call relationships. I call them evaluations. So we got to get out of that, and that's one of the reasons why I don't push it first, because even those people that the teachers that are pushing that first, you'll be surprised how many of them clients come to me and say, "Well, I took her class, or I took her course, I believe this," and one of them out here is talking about taming your man and all this other stuff, and she's coming to me telling me that I did all this stuff, honey, and it got worse, and we ended up in divorce anyway, and, you know, the teacher that she was under basically doesn't want to, you know, own up to her teaching, and basically says, well, you know, again, victim, you must have did something wrong, because there's nothing wrong with my teachers. If you would have did it this way, then you would have been able to change him, honey. Ladies, this topic of love, honey, the mysteries of the heart, it's everything. It's so powerful, but at the same time, it is nothing when it is unbalanced. And we are unbalanced. Some of us still are battling back and forth on what type of man we think we deserve, or if we think that we deserve the men that we're with to treat us better, you know, to put all this work in your spiritual growth and him not put any work in his spiritual growth, and you decide that you want him to come higher, and you don't even stand in the fullness of your root and saddle and say, I command you to come higher. If you want to stay in this relationship evaluation with me, then I'm going to need you to go to therapy. I'm going to need you to do for you what I'm doing for me. No, we won't. And then we get mad with them, but you know, more importantly, we get mad with ourselves because we're stuck in a situation. We're stuck with the child, even if you're not married or not together. You're stuck with the child for 18 years, and you got to deal with it. It's just a hot ass mess. And what we do is medicate. We medicate, ladies. We don't medicate, regardless of what your drug of choice is, honey. Because for a long time, my drug of choice was wine. I'm still gonna drink it. But honey, I remember telling one of the girls in the class, honey, I was so messed up in this area in my 20s. I would be popping a bottle a day. So again, when that heart is off, you're self medicating. And like I said, we're self medicating many different ways, but it's because your heart is off. It's because that heart is not healed. It's because you don't understand what love is. And I didn't know it either. And boy, when I started learning it, honey, with also combined with the power of what the root chakra and what sex was, and at the same time understanding the shadow, my life did a straight 360. I just can't even explain it. Just how much or how many scales came off of my eyes, and how I began to partner with all existence, not just the existence of the masculine, but the existence of my sisters, the existence of another woman that exuded what I am, the great she, and animals, and nature, and life itself, and my body. And I just changed the way that I made love to all of it. It just changed everything. But I did not start with the heart first. I started with the root and sacrifice. So again, people ask me why I don't teach it, and that's why, because it's out of order to talk about healing of the heart or to manifest from the heart or to any type of way live a heart-centered life when your root chakra and your sacral chakra is off. And that is what I've been teaching for years. So because there's a lot of more love junk coming up out of here, some girls have asked me and said, well, would you just do it this one time? You know, from a witch's perspective or a darker side witch's perspective, and a woman that understands matriarchal history and understands what we once were and what we can be in our own individual lives. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it one time, and I'm going to go into the mysteries of love because I want you to be able to stat love out. I want you to see that there's many forms of it, that there's no such thing as one form, and that every day we encounter various forms and various degrees, two different things, various forms of love and various vibrational degrees of love. And when you don't understand that, and you having a conversation with a man that you're supposed to be just in love lust with, and you just, you know, all enamored because he's making your whole body tingle, and, you know, he gives you nice gifts and every, you know, that's the beginning, honey. And you think that this is going to be it, honey. No, you are off. You're emitting one love signal frequency. He's emitting another love frequency signal, and you are getting them crossed. And it's up to the female. And again, this is the love mystery. It's not up to the man to control the love energy, ladies. It's up to you. These men are out of order in the love energy because their mothers have been out of love, out of order in the love energy, and their fathers have been out of it because their mothers was out of it. It's up to you. Venus, the planet Venus, rules love, ladies. It rules sex, and it rules the household. That's what it rules. And it is not a masculine planet. It is not a masculine name. No, 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 the Hathors, the Venuses, the Aphrodite. Nope, 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 honey. The Oyas, the Lakshmi, honey. Even the Yemayas, honey. You could even say that, and I'll even throw in Oshun, because y'all going to find out that love truly is all of those things, including a storm, including Oya. So you're going to see what love is. It is not just something that is movable and stable and, you know, has dips and ebbs and valleys. No, honey, it is a rushing mighty wind, honey, many times, because it comes to cleanse you of all of the faulty notions of what you believe love is. So some of us are in storms of love, honey, and some of us are in love and warfare. So, I mean, Tamar Braxton told us about love and war. She wasn't lying. So I'm going to take y'all into it. I'm going to take you all into the various degrees, and I'm going to take you into what's most important, the various forms. And that way, you will control the signal. And if you can control the signal, ladies, if you become the conductor, then you can make the final choice. You won't make a choice in love, in relating with everything that I just mentioned, not just men, in ignorance. And that's not what I want us to do. So, again, I want you to come to these 8 weeks together. We're going to meet once a week for an hour every Wednesday. And I'm going to create a group for it. So we'll be talking about all this throughout the whole 8 weeks together. There's going to be some things I need y'all to do, you know, for homework and stuff that I need y'all to write out. We're going to write out a few love letters. And we're going to let go of some things. I'm going to show you how to clean some energy from the heart. I'm going to do a heart-based teaching. We're going to talk about the mysteries of love and mold the heart into not something that is lived out of. You're supposed to protect your heart, but something that is a conductor of one of the highest forms of energy on this planet, which is self-love. But, okay, let's go into it. I got three options as far as the payment plans and early birds in the description box. And I look forward to this. So come ready to learn, because what you believe about love, I'm getting ready to turn that all up on its back. And we're going to go into it. All right, ladies. Later.